Today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Dalet, and we are 16 lines from the top of daf Nun Dalet Amir Aleph, V'ur b'moitzoy Shabbos Ivri. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema. V'shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Dvora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Tova Rivka Esther bas Henshe Genendel, Beruria Chana bas Bracha Rivka, and Doiv Beryl ben Devora Miral. Today's daf is also being learned as a Zechus V'yecheskel Shraga ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Nata Shmuel ben Yosef Chaim and Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So we're about to begin an Agadah Gemara. So being that Divrei Agadah usually digresses, I think it's worth just following the paper trail and just having the cheshbin of where exactly we're coming from. So we're learning Perek Makom Shenagu, which deals with halachos that relate to Minig Yisrael. And the first two Mishnayos that we learned gave three examples of halachos that really aren't halachos. However, there were certain kihilos that were noyeg a certain way. The first was there were certain places that had a minig that people did not work Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. Meaning from Chatzos and on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to work. Up until Chatzos, you can. But there were places that took upon a chumrah, it was a minig amakim, not to work Erev Pesach even before Chatzos. Another minig that the Mishnah mentioned was it's aser to sell a behema gasa to a non-Jew, a behema daka's mutter. But there were certain kehilos that took upon themselves a chumrah not to sell behema's daka's to non-Jews. Today, that seems like an abstract type of halacha. Where would that ever be negeya? But if you put yourself in a world of once upon a time where people were buying and selling animals and you lived amongst any Yehudim, so a chumrah like that, such a minig, was a big deal. But either way, there were kehilos that took upon themselves this minig that they wouldn't sell a behema daka, not only a behema gasa to an anjur, there were other places that didn't have this minig. And finally, there were certain kehilos that had a minig that they didn't eat any roasted food B'leil Pesach. The reason is because the carbon Pesach was nechal tzli, and there's a concern that if you're going to eat your meat, your main course by the Seder, Shulchan Aruch, roasted, it's a remez, ben benoishal remez of the carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach had to be eaten b'ktusha v'tahayro in Yerushalayim. It required akrava in the Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, you're sitting in Chutzlar, it's eating your Seder. If you're going to eat something roasted, it looks a little bit like you're eating the carbon Pesach inappropriately, and as a result, people took upon themselves that chumrah. Finally, the Mishnah mentioned there was a minig in certain places that they didn't have any candles lit in their house on Yom Kippur. The reason was because one of the Isurim of Yom Kippur is Tashmish Amita, and there was a concern that if there would be candles lit, it could be that would lead to Tashmish Amita. There were other kilis that held just the opposite. They dafka lit candles, and the reason is because they felt adarabba, let's light candles, being that it's also to be Mishamish Mitoscha in the presence of Neiros Dolkos, that will be a better way to prevent people from Tashmish Amita. Either way, these were the Minhagim that were discussed so far in Perek Makom Shenagu. So the last minig was this idea of lighting candles or not lighting candles in your house, b'leil Yom Kippur. The Gemara told a story where one of the Amiraim said that Rabbi Yochanan had opined on that halacha. And the Gemara was a little bit taken aback by that. The Gemara said, it's not true. Rabbi Yochanan never said anything about that. But rather, Rabbi Yochanan had said something with regards to candles, with regards to Yom Kippur, but it was something else. And that is, as it relates to the halacha of making a boire ma'oire yo'esh. So we make a bracha on esh. We make a boire ma'oire yo'esh on Mitzoy Shabbos. But there was a machlokes amongst the Amiran whether you should also make it on Mitzoy Yom Kippur or only on Mitzoy Shabbos. What would be the tutzdadim? So the reason we make the bracha on Mitzoy Shabbos, says the Gemara, is because hoyo v'tchilas b'riyasayu, because that's when fire was created. Fire was created on Mitzoy Shabbos. I mean that it was created on Mitzoy Shabbos. Therefore, every Mitzoy Shabbos, we make a bracha, b'yre me'oriya esh, on fire. What would be the reason to make it on Mitzoy Yom Kippur? If Yom Kippur falls out on a Wednesday, so Mitzoy Yom Kippur is going to be Wednesday night. It's not the night that fire was created. It's because, being that on Yom Kippur, just like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mishtamish, you're not allowed to get involved with fire. So there's a svara to say that, being that a day just passed, that you're not allowed to light a fire, a day just passed, that you're not even allowed to be too close to fire. So now, Matzoy, that day, it would make sense to make the bracha. It's like part of the Havdalah. We're being mavdol from what we weren't allowed to do to what we are allowed to do. Regardless, if the reason you make the bracha on fire on Mitzoy Shabbos is related to Hoyol Tchilas Briyasoy was Mitzoy Shabbos, then you wouldn't make it a Mitzoy Yom Kippur. If the reason you make it a Mitzoy Shabbos is because being that on Shabbos, Leisavaru Eich Bechom Eich Vesechem Vayim HaShabbos, so you have the same exact logic as it relates to Yom Kippur. So toin Mitzoy Yom Kippur, you would have the same halacha, you would make the bracha. Regardless, we mentioned the idea that fire was created on Mitzoy Shabbos. That's the svara of the Manda Amar that holds that the only time you ever make the bracha of Boirei Moirei Esh is on Mitzoy Shabbos. So the Gemara now is going to digress on this point. Says the Gemara, for Urban Mitzoy Shabbos, if it is that true, was fire really created on Mitzoy Shabbos? V'atanya, we went to the Brisa, Asar Dvarim, Divrei Erev Shabbos. There were these 10 things that were created on Erev Shabbos. Bein Hashmashos Ve'elohein. These are the 10 things. Be'er, as in the Be'er Shal Miriam. Ve'hamon. Ve'keshes, a rainbow. Ksav, the tzura of the oisiyos of Lashon HaKodesh. U'michtav, that's kaviyachol, the keli, the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to write the luchos rishonos. V'haluchos, the luchos themselves. The kivroi shal Moshe, we don't know where that is, but the kivra of Moshe Rabbeinu, u'ma'ara sh'amad by Moshe, and the ma'ara, the cave that Moshe Rabbeinu stood in when HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed by, v'yavar Hashem alpanu v'yikro. So Moshe Rabbeinu was standing in a cave at that time. That cave was also created Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos. The Eliyo, that was also the same cave that Eliyo was hiding from Achav and from Izeva. U'psichas pia. The mouth of the asin of the donkey that conversed with Bilam, upsichas biha aretz l'vayas arishon, and the opening of the ground that ultimately swallowed up the Bnei Korach. Either way, there were 10 things, says the Braisa, that were created Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos. Rav Nechemia mishum aver. Rav Nechemia said over the name of his father, Afar, fire also. Fire was also created Erev Shabbos bein Hashmashos. Veha Pered, not only fire, but a mule. A mule was also created there. Rabbi Yeshua mishum aver. Yeshua said in the name of his father, Afar Ayil. Also the Ayil, this is the ram that Avram Avinu ultimately brought as a carbon instead of Yitzchak. So Avram Avinu originally was going to bring Yitzchak. That was the Akedah. And then the Malach called out and said, Al-Tishlach Yadcha Al-Ana Val-Tasle Mu'uma. So what happens? Avram Avinu saw there was an Ayil Nechaz Basvach, and instead of being Makriv Yitzchak, Avram Avinu was Makriv the Ayil. So that Eloi Shal Yitzchak, the Ayil, when was that created? Rabbi Yoshi said, I heard from my father, I have a Kabbalah. It was Erev Shabbos Kodesh Bein Hashmashos. V'hashomer. Shomer is the worm that helped Shloimeh HaMelech build the Beis HaMikdash. Yehuda added to that Afatzvas. Also, metal sticks were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Who are you? He used to say, Tzavta B'Tzavta M'Tzavta. How do you make metal? Using metal sticks. Meaning when the smith makes metal, so you're getting really close to the fire. He doesn't want to burn himself. So what he does is he has these long metal sticks, and he uses them to hold this thing that he's trying to fashion. So Rabbi Yehuda was bothered. He said, "V'tzavta k'maisa man ovid." Who made the first tzavta, the first metal where the smith did not have metal to hold it with? So how was he able to make it? Haloi, must be bri b'day shemayim. It must have been created b'day shemayim, and that's one of the things that were created erev Shabbos kodesh bein hashmashos. Amalei. So one of the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, it's not muchach. It's efshin yasen a bitfos. Maybe what happened was the way the first metal was created. There was a form that was created. The ikmeno kivan. He was able to make the metal using the form. Haloi bri b'day adam. The point is, you have no rai that was created b'day shemayim. Could be it was created b'day adam. Either way, so we just went through a whole bunch of things that Tanam said were created Erev Shabbos Kodesh Bein Hashmashos. This is the list of the first 10 that everybody seems to be in agreement with. And then Rabbi Nechemia said in the name of his father, fire and mules. Rabbi Yoshia said in the name of his father, the ayil of Yitzchak and the shomer that was used to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda added to that even the tzvas, even these metal sticks. But the point is, one of the things you see that was created Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Nechemia said in the name of his father, was fire. Doesn't stem with what we said. We said, why do you make the Boirei Moirei Esh Matzoy Shabbos? Hoyo v'tchilas briyasayo. Because that's when fire was created. Rabbi Nechemia said in the name of his father, it's not when it was created. It was created in Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashas. And who is the one that said that it was created Matzoy Shabbos? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmul. It was an Amora. So it would seem to have an Amora that's arguing with Rav Nechemya. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, you have to say there's two different types of fires. Ha Be'ur Didon, Ha Be'ur Digehenim. Ur Didon, Unzer a fire. The fire that we make, the Boyer Maria Esham, the Matzoy Shabbos, that was created Matzoy Shabbos. Ur Digehenim, as relates to the fire of Gehenim, oh, that was Be'er of Shabbos. Two different fires. You have the fire that you have in your house that you use commercially, that you use for your personal benefit. That fire that was created Mitzvah Shabbos. That's the fire that we make the brach on, and that's why we make the Bari Mari Esha Mitzvah Shabbos, because Hoyo Betchilas Priyasi, that was the initial time the fire was created. You want to know what Rav Nechemya was referring to the name of his father when he said the fire was created Erev Shabbos? He meant the fire of Gehenim. Freak the Gemara of Ur the Gehenim Erev Shabbos. If he's that true, was the fire of Gehenim created Erev Shabbos? V'tanya we learned in another brayse. Shivat Dvarim Nivru Kain Mishinivru Oilam. There were seven things that were created before Brias Oilam. So everything was created when Bereishis Baro Lekim Es Hashemayim V'Saaretz. But the truth is, there were things that predated Brias Oilam. That sounds like an oxymoron. But the truth is, there were creations that actually were created before the world was created. What are those seven things? The Elohim, Torah, the Tshuva, the Gan Eden, the Gehenim, the Kisei HaKavod, Ubeis HaMikdash, Ushmoy Shal Mashiach. Gevaldik. Says the Gemara, how do you know these seven things? Torah, Nechsev, the Pasuk says, Hashem Kanani, this is the Torah talking. Reishis Darkoi, Hashem created me, Kanani, Miloshin, Fekoine Yakoil, Hashem created me, says the Torah, Reishis Darkoi, before he created anything else. Tshuva, how do you know that Tshuva was created before the world was created? Nechsev, the Pasuk says, Beterem Harun Bilado, before the mountains were created, Uksiv, it says right afterwards, Toshev Enosh Adaka. That Pasuk is juxtaposed with the idea of Tshuva. So you see that Tshuva was created Beterem Harim Yuladu, before the mountains, before the world. V'atayim Tshuva b'nei Adam. Gan Eden. How do you know Gan Eden was created before the world? The Chassid Basak says, "Va'ita Hashem alikim Gan be'Eden mikedem." Hashem planted a garden in Eden. Mikedem, before what? Before Brias Olam. Gehenim, how do you know Gehenim was created before the world? The Chassid, a pasuk in Yeshaya, ki aruch me esmol tafta. Tafta was aruch. It was laid out already from esmol. From yesterday, meaning before Brias Olam. And what's Tafta? That's a Gemara Masechtas Erev and Daf Yotes. Tafta is one of the names of Gehenim. So you see, Gehenim was created before the world was created. Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMikdash. The Chassid Basak says, Kisei HaKavod Maroi Mei Rishoin Mikoi Mikdashenu. Maroi Mei Rishoin means before the Bria. And that Maror Merishon is going on what it says before and what it says after. Kisei Kavod, the Kisei HaKavod is Maror Merishon. That was created before the Bria. And Mekoy Mikdashenu, the Beis HaMikdash, was also created before the Bria. Shmoy Shal Mashiach, how do you know the name of Mashiach, was created before the world was created. The Pasuk says, Yishi Shmoy La'olam, Lifnei Shemesh Yinoin Shmoy. That Shmoy, referring to the name of Mashiach, was Lifnei Shemesh. It was even before the sun was created, meaning it was created before Bria Sa'olam. What do we want from this? One thing. And that is, when was Gehenim created? Gehenim was created before Brias Olam. So if Gehenim was created before the world was created, then it would seem that the fire of Gehenim was also created before the world was created. If that's the case, we're Hadra Koshalo Dochte. Who descended the name of Shul? The reason you make the bracha Bayer Mari Esh on Mitzvah Shabbos is Chayel Betchilas Briyasa, because that's the time the fire was created. Gemara, it's not true. There were 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos, Mein Hashmashas. Rav Nechemya said over the name of his father that there were more. One of the extra ones was fire. You see, fire was created Erev Shabbos. So was it created Matzah Shabbos or Erev Shabbos? So Gemara, it's not a kasha. Our fire is Matzah Shabbos. The fire of Gehenim, that was an Erev Shabbos. The fire of Gehenim was an Erev Shabbos. The fire of Gehenim was before Brias Olam. How do you know that? Because there were seven things that were created before Brias Olam. And one of the seven things is Ki Oruch Me Esmul Tofte, a pasuk in Yeshaya Paraklam, and it's referring to Gehenim. So if Gehenim was created before Brias Olam, you would think the fire of Gehenim was created Brias Olam, no? Says the Gemara, no. Amri chalolo hu deniver kaidim shenivra oilam v'urdi day be'erev Shabbos. Not muchak. Gehenim was created before Brias Olam. But the fire of Gehenim was not created before Brias Olam. When was the fire of Gehenim created? It was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas. And that's what it means in the Asara Dvarim that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas, where Rav Nechemya added fire, he means the fire of Gehenim. But the Gemara is another kashav. Urdi day b'Erev Shabbos Zivri, is that true? Was the fire of Gehenim created Erev Shabbos? But Tanya learned to the Brayse. Rabbi Yosi says, Urshna Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheni B'Shabbos. The fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the second day of Shabbos, meaning on Monday, Ein Lo Kfiyah La'olam, is such a fire. It's a fire that can never be extinguished. And the pasuk says, V'yatzu v'ro b'figrei yo'anashim ha'poishim bi, ki soilatom lo'y tomus, v'isham lo'y tichbe. There was a fire that was created on the second day of creation, that's so powerful that it's impossible to extinguish it. The isham, it's fire loy tichba. Now, which fire is this referring to? It's referring to the fire of Gehenna. How come it doesn't say ki toiv on Monday when Hashem created whatever he created every day? So the pasuk says, "Vayar lekim es kol asher also v'hinei toiv." Right? Vayar vayu boker. But on the second day of creation, it doesn't say anywhere ki toiv. So Rabbanu, the son of Rebbe Ula, not Ula, but Rebbe Ula said, "Why doesn't it say ki toiv on Monday?" Mipnei shenivra by Ur shel Gehenim, because that's the day that the fire of Gehenim was created. Vam Rabbi Lazar, afal pi shaloi nema by ki toiv. Even though it doesn't say ki toiv on Monday, chazal kol biyem hashishi, but the Torah chazed it on the sixth day. Shenemar on the sixth day of creation, after Hashem finished creating everything, vayaru lekim es kol asher asa v'hinei toiv moed. That was kol asher asa. It's referring to everything that He created, not only what He created on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but even what He created on Monday. So you see that the creation of Monday, even though on Monday itself it doesn't say ki toiv, but on Friday when it said vayar lekim es kol hashanasa v'hinei toiv moed, included in that was yom hashishi. But what's the bottom line? You see from here, then when was the esh of Gehenim created? It was created on Monday. Again, not on Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes. So, Hodra Koshu L'duchta. Here, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shulah, why do we make the Barim Ariyash Matzah Shabbos? Because that's when H was created. What do you mean? We have a Bryce, so Rav Nechemi said, in the name of his father, it was created Erev Shabbos, Bein Hashmashes. It's not so the Gemara's Teretz was, this is a regular fire, this is the fire of Gehenim. But we have a Mefurish Bryce, where the Bryce says, Maimur Chazal after Maimur Chazal, that the fire of Gehenim is such a fire, it can't be extinguished, it doesn't say Kitoy. But the point is, it was created when? On Monday. So the Gemara says you have to say it like this. Gehenim itself was created before Bria Soilam. That's one of the seven things that were created before Bria Soilam. V'urdi day, the fire of Gehenim, that's the price we just learned. B'sheni b'Shabbos. V'urdi don, what about our fire? Here's the Teretz. The machshava all of the bar is Erev Shabbos. Hashem had the machshava, the thought, to create fire on Erev Shabbos, but v'loy nivra ad mitzoy Shabbos. But Lamaisa, He didn't create it on Erev Shabbos, and it wasn't physically created until Mitzoy Shabbos. And that's how Hakol Yavoi El Mekoymoi B'Shalom, you can reconcile what was created before the world, Monday, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes, and Mitzoy Shabbos, but specifically as it relates to the topic that we're discussing. Was fire created on Mitzoy Shabbos, or was fire created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes? It was all of the Machshava to create Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes. However, tachlis, it wasn't created until Mitzvah Shabbos. And the Gemara says, we actually have a braisa that supports this terrace. Did Tanya Rabbi Yossi, Yoy Mishnei Dvarim, Olam Machshava, the Baris, Erev Shabbos, from Loi Nivru Ad Mitzvah Shabbos. There were two things that Hashem had the Machshava to create Erev Shabbos, but He didn't create until Mitzvah Shabbos. Ub Mitzvah Shabbos, Nosan Kadosh Baruch Hu, Deba Adam Arishin. So how were these two things created on Mitzvah Shabbos? Hashem didn't create them by Himself. Rather, He gave Adam Arishin the Das, Me'ein Dugma Shal Maila, which was a me'ein. It was similar, not the real thing, but it was similar to the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through that das, Adam Arishin created those two things. Okay, what does this mean? Behevi Shnei Avonim Tchanom. Adam Arishin took two stones and he grinded them together. Zu bizu, the Yotzam and Ur. And from there came fire. Behevi Shnei Behemos. Then he took two behemos. The Hirkiv Zu bizu. He took a chamar, a donkey, together with a horse, he mated them, the Yatsman parrot, and a mule was born. Either way, these are the two things that were all about Machshava to create Erev Shabbos, but weren't actually created until Mitzvah Shabbos. One of them is fire, and this is the Tanya, this is what supports what we just said, that fire was created Mitzvah Shabbos. What does it mean then? It was Erev Shabbos Pein Hashmashes, it means that it was all about Machshava. So the second thing that we just mentioned, this Brayis said that was all about Machshava to create Erev Shabbos Pein Hashmashes, but it wasn't physically created until Mitzvah Shabbos, was a mule. Says the Gemara, Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel says, Pered bimei anahai. He disagrees. Adam Arishin didn't create the mule, but rather the mule was created in the times of Anna. Shenema, the pasuk says, and this is many generations later, Bereishis Perek Lamed Vav, Hu Anna, Ashematza es hayemin bamidbar. Anna took donkeys, mated them together with horses, and he created mules. That's a pasuk. Hu Anna, Ashematza es hayemin bamidbar. So Shimon Gamliel says, doesn't stem with the Messiah that it was Adam Arishon, because it sounds like it was this fellow, Anna, he's the one that was Mechadesh, he invented the mule. Says the Gemara, Darshei Chamurois, the Darshei Chamurois, these are the people that darshan the psukim that are hard to understand. Hayo Oimin, they used to say, Anna Pasol Haya. Anna was a mamzer. He came from an incestuous
relationship. The fichach hevi pasul la'olam, and therefore megalgalin chayev al yedei chayev. He is the one that had the special schos to bring the mule into the world. The mule comes from this illicit union, and being that he himself came from such a union, therefore he was the one that had the schos to do this. Shenemar. How do you know that Anna was a pasul? Pasul, because the pasuk says Ela bnei seir achari. These are the sons of seir achari, and the pasuk says v'tzivoin v'ana. Which seems to imply that Tzivayin and Anna are brothers. Because there's another passage that says, Elu b'nei Tzivayin, v'aya v'ana. These are the sons of Tzivayin, Aya and Anna. So was Anna Tzivayin's brother, or was Anna Tzivayin's son? The Teretz is both. Malamich bought Tzivayin el imay. Tzivayin, who was Anna's brother, was ba on his mother. V'hayla mimeno Anna. So his brother was also his father. The point is that you see that Anna was a pasul, and that's why he was the one that brought this puzzle, this mule into the world. Faith Gemara, how do you know all this? You have two psukim that mention a person, Anna. There's no remez really that it's the same person. Maybe there were two people that had the name Anna. Amar Rava, Amina, those are the Shvar Malka. I'm going to say something that even Shvar Malka didn't say. Now, Shvar Malka was the Persian king at the time. Persian king wasn't opining in Mamari Agada and in Divrei Chazal, but rather who he was referring to, says the Gemara, Umanishmu. He was referring to Shmuel. Now, Moira Shmuel was sometimes referred to as Shvar Malka. And the reason is, because Shmuel was king. In what way was he melech? Halacha kemoisai, specifically in Dine Mominus, which made him king. Ikadam Risam say, Omer Rapapa. Rapapa said, Amina Milsa the Shvar Malka loyama. I'm going to say something that Shvar Malka didn't say. Umane, who was his Shvar Malka? Rava. Some have the Girsa Rabba. Why would Rava be melech? Presumably, because whenever Rava argues with his Baal Plukta Abaya, besides for the Yau Kegab, of Yau Kagam fame, that loch is like Rava. Rabba also. Who was Rabba's primary Baal Plukta in Shas? Rav Yosef. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Yosef, with three exceptions, that loch is like Rabba. Even though Rabba was on a Kaharim, Rav Yosef was a Sinai, but we always pass him like Rabba. So if that loch follows you, you're the melech. So Shvar Malka was a reference. Either way, what's this pshat? Rava's coming to say how we know that these two Annas that are mentioned are the same person. Hence, we have a raya that Anna and Tzivayin are brothers and they're also father and sons, which means he's apostle. And that's why the apostle was the one that brought the apostle the mule into the world. Amakra, the apostle says, Hu Anna? Ve'ila b'nei Tzivayin v'aya v'ana. Hu Anna asher matza esayemi. What does who mean? Hu Anna de meikarot. This is the same Anna from four psukim earlier. This is a pasuk in Bereishis Lamed Vav Pasuk Chav Dalet. The previous pasuk that mentioned Anna was Bereishis Lamed Vav Pasuk Chav. Who Anna? The Zelbika Anna. Four psukim earlier. This is him. Oh, must be his apostle. That's why he brought the mule into the world. Talking about Tanu Rabbanan. Asara Dvarim Nivru Be'erev Shabbos Bein Ashmashes. We just went through the list. This is a Chazara. Eluhein Be'er Uman Ve'keshes. Haksav Ha'michta Ve'haluchos. Kivrei Shal Moshem. Ara Shamu Ba'moshe. Ve'liyo. Psichas Pia Asim. Psichas Pia Aretz. Levleyos Arishon. V'yesho Emrim Af Makle Shal Ha'aroin. Oh, here we have already something new. And that is the makle, the stick of Ha'aroin. Shkeideh Uprochel. This was the stick that Ha'aroin used in his battle with the Adas Korach. That magical, miraculous stick was also created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. V'yesho Emrim. Some say Af Ha'mazikin. The mazikin, the shadim, the demons, the mazikin that bring destruction and churban into the world, they were also created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Some say, af bigdoy shal Adam Arishon, even the special beged that Adam Arishon wore, that eventually Nimrod would wear, that eventually Esav would wear, that Rivka stole from Esav and gave to Yaakov when Yaakov went to get the brachas. Hakol kol Yaakov ayudayim de Esav. That special beged v'yeshayim, some say, was also created erev Shabbos mein hashmashos. Tanu Rabban shivat varim mechusim ibnei adam. So we mentioned the 10 things that were created erev Shabbos mein hashmashos. The 7 things that were created before Briyas Ha'olam. So on the topic of lists, there are 7 things, says the Braisa, that are disclosed from people. That there's 7 things you can't know. Elohim yom hamisa. The day that a person is going to die, he doesn't know. V'yoy manacham, this is interesting. Rashi says, shall kol adam masay yisnachim medagasa. If somebody's going through a tzara, someone's dealing with a daiga belay fish, there's a day that he's going to creep out of it. But what that day is, he doesn't know. But there is such a day. But it's one of the shivat varim that are mechusim b'nei yadam. V'imek ha-din, understanding the din v'cheshben of l'asad lavoy. V'in adam yadeyam abal yirshal chaver. Another thing that a person can't know is what was tutzach b'yanim in hearts. It's not possible. Additionally, you don't know what the next bull market is going to be. So it's very hard to know where you can profit from. And Pashup Chat is because if it would be so obvious where people are going to make money, everybody would do it. and you would be missing in the Olam Kimin Hagoy Hoylech. Malchus Beis David must say Tachse. Nobody knows when Malchus Beis David is going to return B'meir B'yameinu. Malchus Chayeves must say Tichle. When the Roman Empire is going to fall. Tanu Rabbanu Gimel Dvarim Olu B'machshav Libaris. There were three things that Hashem had the machshava to create. V'maloy Olu, and had Hashem not had the machshava, Dinu Sheyalu, then it would have been appropriate for Hashem to have it anyways. I mean, these are three things that are critical. What are these three things? Ala meis sheyasriach. Number one, that a mace should smell. I mean, it was all of a machshava that the mace should smell, and it's a very good thing. The reason is, Rashi says, because if not, shimloi kain, ha-kroivim hoyu matzniyanois. The kroivim, the relatives of the mace, they would never want to bury the mace. V'royin etzaren tomel of them. They would always see the mace, and they would always remind themselves of the pain that they're in, of their mourning. So it's actually a bracha that the mace is matzriach. Like this, people bury the mace, and like this, they can move on. Like the next thing. There's it was all of a machshava that a person should forget a mace. Additionally, that tfuah should eventually spoil, that they should perish at some point. Why? So Rashi says, because otherwise people would hoard all these perishables, and eventually there would be a hunger in the world. So to prevent this from happening, Hashem made it that they should go bad. Like this, you have no choice. You have to shear it. And some say another big bracha, and it's a good thing is that there should be a matpeya, just the concept of cash geld. Because if all you had was karki deloy naidi and nixi deloy naidi, then people that don't or can't afford to own property, so how would they have anything? It's like this is a concept of a matbeah. That's something that everybody could get their hands on. And as a result, you have the oilam kimin hagoy hailech. Either way, to excel for a moment on the topic of min hagim, the mission is going to continue. And is going, we'll save the rate for later, discuss another minig. Zot the Mishnah, Malkim Shenagu Lasis Malacha B'Tisha B'Av, a place where the minig is to do Malacha on Tisha B'Av. That's what you should do. Malkim Shenagu Shloi Lasis Malacha, Ein Oisen. A place where the minig is not to do Malacha, then you shouldn't do it. So are you allowed to work on Tisha B'Av? The answer is yes. Stating that, there were places that had the minig that they did not do any work on Tisha B'Av. So what should a person do? You follow your minig. If your minig is to do malacha, you'll do malacha. If your minig is not to do malacha, then you shouldn't do malacha. Says the Mishnah, b'chol makim talmid chachamim b'teilim. Talmid chachamim should never do malacha. Shimon Gamliel loymer la'olam yasa adam atzmi talmid chacham. That a person should try to treat himself and he should make himself a talmid chacham, meaning l'katchila, even though there's different minhagim, but being that a talmid chacham never does malacha on Tisha B'Av, it's a good idea for a person to take upon himself the chumrah and act like a Talmud Chacham. Either way, so this Mishnah discussed doing Malacha on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara is going to do a major digression now, and the Gemara is going to discuss laws of Tisha B'Av. The truth is that the laws of Tisha B'Av is not a complete digression from the laws of Pesach. We know that the Tisha B'Av always falls out on the same night as Pesach. And there's fascinating ideas in Chazal to say pshat in this. But there really is a very deep connection between Pesach and between Tisha B'Av. There's a well-known Beis Halevi in the end of Parshas Bo, Ve'en Kam Mekoymer, Yetzir Shem, we're going to get to that one day. But for now, Halachas of Tisha B'Av, Omar Shmuel said, Ein Tainas Siba B'Bava. And all the Tanaisim that we learn about in Masechtas Tainas, all the Mishnayis and the Gemaras, where once upon a time, Al Kol Tzara Shalai Tavai, and specifically if it didn't rain for an extended period of time, so Bezdin was Geizer Tainas, and everybody would get together in the town square, it was a major deal, and the Yidden would fast, right? This wasn't just a ritualistic fast, you know, commemorating something that we never really fully were able to appreciate. This was real time. This was a tzara that Klal Yisrael was dealing with, and they were guys of Tanis. And because those Tanesim were related to real tzaras, so those Tanesim were treated very, very stringently. In fact, in many ways, they were treated more stringently than an ordinary Tanis Sibur. So Shmuel was addressing the Tanis Sibur specifically, the one that comes along with all these chumras in halacha. The chumras that really don't relate to an ordinary tainus. So Shmuel said, we don't have such a tainus in Bavel. The reason is, Rashi says, because in Bavel it used to rain. So just practically it never got to the point where they needed a tainus. Elo, Shmuel said, however, there's one tainus in Bavel that has the chumras of the tainus Sibur in Eretz Yisrael. Tisha B'Av Bilvad. And that's Tisha B'Av. Zokti Gemara, Lememi Desavah Shmuel. It sounds like from Shmuel that Tisha B'Av is as chomer as a tainus Sibur. So for example, Tisha B'Av, Bein HaShmosha Shalo Yosef. Because one of the chumras of a tainus Sibur is not only do you start fasting in the morning, You start fasting the night before, and not just the night before, even being Hashemashas. Even during the time where it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila, might be the fast, it might not be the fast, even then you're supposed to start fasting. That's true for Taina Sibur. If Shmuel said, ain't Taina Sibur b'bavel ela Tisha B'av b'vad, he's clearly equating Tisha B'av to Taina Sibur. So if on a Taina Sibur you have Chumras specifically, that you have to fast being Hashemashas, so sounds like he holds that on Tisha B'av, you can't eat, meaning the fast already starts. Bein Hashmash. How could that be? Vamashmul. Shmuel said clearly, Tisha B'av, Bein Hashmash, Shaloi Mutter. Tisha B'av, Bein Hashmash, everything is Mutter. Zaktimar B'chitei, Mekosav Hashmul Koin, it's called Taina Sibur. Bein Hashmash, Shaloi Mutter. If you're going to tell me that maybe Shmuel holds that every Taina Sibur, Bein Hashmash, is Mutter. Meaning, what's the stira? We have a contradiction here. What is that? Shmuel just equated Tisha B'av and a Taina Sibur. Okay, Shmuel also said that on a Tisha B'av, Bein Hashmashes, the fast didn't start yet. That's a stira, right? Why? All he said was, is that Bein Hashmashes, it's mutter, and you don't have to worry about the fast of Tisha B'av. Oh, it's because we're assuming that Taina Sibur starts Bein Hashmashes. If Taina Sibur starts Bein Hashmashes, and Tisha B'av is like a Taina Sibur, then Tisha B'av also has to start Bein Hashmashes. That's the stira, says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe we're making a false assumption. The Chi Tema, you're going to tell me, maybe Shmuel holds that every Taina Sibur really doesn't stop in Hashmashes. It starts when it's for sure Laila, so it's not a stira. Tisha B'av is like a Taina Sibur, and Tisha B'av doesn't start Bein Hashmashes, because a Taina Sibur also doesn't start Bein Hashmashes. But the Gemara says you can't say that, because not time into the Mishnah, that Lach is you're allowed to eat and drink on a Taina Sibur during the day. This is talking about a Taina Sibur. My love, and with Bein Hashmashes. It sounds like Bimba Bayayim. Probably means when it's for sure day, as opposed to Bein Hashmashes. So you see clearly it's a Mishnah. Shmuel can't argue with this. It seems to be a Mishnah that a fast starts Bein Hashmashes, where it says, Loi, maybe really Shmuel holds that a Taina Sibur is mutter Bein Hashmashes. So what does it mean? Oichlam v'shoyis mebaydoyim. Not lemute Bein Hashmashes. Rather, lemute meshech hashecha. It's coming to lemute meshech hashecha. Once it's vaday laila, at that point, the fast already starts. Zok to Gemara, name it Misayele. I'll ask you. Maybe we can bring a raya to Shmuel. A raya to Shmuel that on a Taina Sibur and on Tisha B'av, Bein Hashmashes, you're allowed to eat. Ein bein tishav of liyem akipurim. Elish hazes sveikoy osner. Vezes sveikoy mutter. So this is a brisa. Brisa is no difference between tishav and Yom Kippur. But the only difference is on Yom Kippur, if you have a suffix osner, on Tisha B'av, when you have a suffix mutter. Zok to Gemara, doesn't it? Mais sveikoy mutter. La bein hashmashes. Doesn't it sound like we're saying that if you have a time where it's a suffix yom, suffix laila, also known as bein hashmashes, so the halach is on Yom Kippur, it's going to be a problem, obviously. But on Tisha B'av, it's going to be mutter. So it seems to be a mefurish b'raisa that supports Shmuel's halacha that on Tisha B'av bein hashmashes there's no fast. But the Gemara says loy, it's not muchach. Maybe pshat is kido amar Rav Shisha b'reid Ravidi lekviyah diyarcho hachanam lekviyah diyarcho. Maybe the suffix over there is not bein hashmashes, but rather the suffix is yontif sheni shagolius. Maybe the suffix over there is if you don't know what day Yom Kippur is, so then misafik 2 days Yom Kippur. If you don't know what day Tisha B'av is, then there's no halacha misafik that you have to fast 2 days Tisha B'av. Ayin toisves dibra maskel lekviyah diyarcho. But either way, what do we have? We have the first opinion in the Gemara, and that is the shita of Shmuel. Shmuel's shita is that Tisha B'av and a Taina Sibur for that matter as well, start the night before, but only when it's Vaday Laila, not Bein Hashmashes. So Tisha B'av is very Chomer, like a Taina Sibur is very Chomer. One of the Chomers are, the fast starts not in the morning, like Asar B'Tavis, and like Tzom Gedalia, and like Shnevasa B'Tamas, but rather it starts the night before. But what about doing this man when it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila? So Shabbos, Friday night, for example, Bein Hashmashes, it's already Shabbos. Yontif, it's already Shabbos. What about as it relates to Tanesim? What about as it relates to a Taina Sibur and Tisha B'av that are so Chomer? It doesn't matter. Shmuel Shita is, Bein Hashmashes, it's going to be Mutter. The Gemara now, from here until the end of the Yom, is going to discuss the second sheet. Darash Rava, Ubarois, Umeinikos, pregnant women, women that are nursing, Misanis Umashlimis, Baikidash, Misanis Umashlimis, Bema Kippur. They have to fast, and they have to complete their fast on Tisha B'av, and the same way they do it on Yom Kippur. Ubein Ashmashoi Shaloi Asim. Not just that, but Bein Ashmashoi is also awesome. Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. So you have Rava and Rabbi Yochanan that are both saying that when it comes to a Tainus, Tisha B'Av and Taina Sibur presumably as well. Not only does the fast start the night before, but it even starts Bein Hashmashas, right? It's clear. Ubaris u'meinikos mesanus u'maschlimos boy kiderach shemesanus u'maschlimos b'yom Kippurim u'Bein Hashmashos aser v'chein amr mishmeid Rabbi Yechon. So Shmuel said Bein Hashmashas mutter. Rav and Rabbi Yechonan said Bein Hashmashas. Afredim riyam Rabbi Yechonan hachid Rabbi Yechonan v'sevam Rabbi Yechonan said Tisha B'Av enik Taina Sibur. Tisha B'Av is not like a Taina Sibur. My love, the Bein Hashmashas. Didn't he mean to say like a Bein Hashmashas, meaning that Bein Hashmashas, even though he holds that the Taina Sibur starts Bein Hashmashas, but when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it doesn't start Bein Hashmashas. So if that's the case, we have a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, Loi l'malachi. You know what he meant? Tisha B'Av is not like Bein Hashmashas. It's not like Taina Sibur. What he meant to say was that a Taina Sibur, you're not allowed to do malacha. On these big Tanesim, they weren't allowed to do malacha. But on Tisha B'Av, you are allowed to do malacha. So Rabbi Yochanan was teaching me a chiddush that you're allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Freit the Gemara, you need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that you're allowed to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. Malacha Tanina, it's a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah, which is why we're discussing this right now. It was for this detail. Makam shenagu lasos malacha b'tisha b'av oisin, u'makam shenagu shaloi lasos ein oisin. Says the Gemara. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who said what? La'olam yasa adam asmi talmud chacham. Talmud chacham is never supposed to do malacha. And he said you should always make yourself a talmud chacham. What did he say? Lo yomer el dechiyasa v'layav v'lay mechsekiura. He just meant to say it's a good thing, as opposed to what? You would have thought maybe it's a bad thing. Maybe a person who's not a Talmud Chacham shouldn't behave like a Talmud Chacham. Because maybe it looks like Gaifa, URL. We'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf. But he never said it's going to be Asar. So the point is, I don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell me that there's no Issa Malacha on Tisha B'Av. So what did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said Tisha B'Av is not like a Taina Sibur? Probably he meant a different Kula, not a Het Malacha. Because that the Mishnah already told us. What he probably meant to say was, is a hetim ben hashmashas. Doesn't stem with what we just brought in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'chein amr b'shmeid Rabbi Yochanan, that it's aser to eat ben hashmashas on Tisha B'Av. Or it says, no, maybe it means something else. Really, Tisha B'Av is aser. What did he mean that Taina Sibur is not like Tisha B'Av? Ela mai enik Taina Sibur. What he meant to say was, l'tfilas ne'ilah. Because on a Taina Sibur, they had a tfilas ne'ilah. We have a tfilas ne'ilah one day a year. And that's on the Yom HaKadosh. That's in Yom Kippur. But once upon a time, on every major Tainus, they used to daven ne'ilah. And what Rabbi Yochanan maybe was saying, when he said that Tisha B'Av is not like a Taina Sibur, is that there's no ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av. You would have thought maybe Tisha B'Av has ne'ilah. That was his chiddush. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, Ulevai she'ispalu adam v'hoi l'chol yom kula. Rabbi Yochanan had a very liberal position when it comes to tefillah. He said, Alavai, a person would daven always. Meaning, Rabbi Yechon is never stopping you from davening. So if there's a tzad to say ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av, he wouldn't tell you not let it daven ne'ilah. Rather, so the Gemara says, no, that's not a taina. Hasam chayva, hacharishos. It's true, Rabbi Yechon holds you're always allowed to daven, but he never said you have a chiv to daven. In other words, maybe that's Rabbi Yechon meant. It's honesty. Rabbi Yechon holds that Tisha B'Av is like a taina sibur, the fast starts already being nashmashas. What did he mean when he said that Tisha B'Av is not like a taina sibur? There's no ne'ilah. Rabbi Yechon says you could always daven. Yeah, you could always daven, but there's no chiv, and that was his point. You would have thought maybe there's a chiv, just like there's a chiv by a taina sibur, kamash malon, that there really is no chiv. Iba yisayim, another teretz, you could say, my enek a taina sibur, la esrim varba. One of the chumras of a taina sibur was, is that the Shemayna Esrei had 6 extra brachas, not 18 brachas or 19 brachas, rather it was 24 brachas. So that's what he was trying to say, that the Tisha B'Av doesn't have the extra. Papa said a different shot. You know what he meant when he said it's not like a Taina Sibur? He meant really it is like a Taina Sibur. What do you mean? He said it's not like a Taina Sibur. There were 2 sets of Tanesim by the Taina Sibur. They were the earlier sets, and then it started intensifying as the situation didn't improve. So Einon Kirishoynis, what he meant to say was not like the first set, Elikachroynis, rather like the latter ones, Vasura, and there, awesome. The bottom line is Rabbi Yochanan, it's also Rav Shita, is the second Shita in the Gemara, that the fast of Tisha B'Av and of the Taina Sibur went into effect when Bein Hashmashes the night before. Fake the Gemara Meisvei Ein Bein Tisha B'Av V'Yom Kippurim Elish Hazes Fakei Aser V'Zes Fakei Mutter. So this was the name of Messiah in the first sheet in the Gemara. It's a Meisvei. It's the inverse in the second sheet of the Gemara. So what do you see from here? Meisvei Kemutter La Bein Hashmashes Shalai. Doesn't it sound like Bein Hashmashes? It's going to be Mutter. Rav Shish Brei Ravidi Loi Lekvi Diyarcha. What it means is if you have a suffix, you're not sure which day is Tisha B'Av, then the suffix is going to be Mutter. But could be Bein Hashmashes is going to be Aser. Zok Halachol De Reim Zevaz Hashavim. You tell me that as it relates to all other halachas, they're the same. Meaning, we're referring back to this last brisa. Rather, Safik. What does Safik mean? But as it relates to everything else, it's awesome. Ooh, this sounds like it supports Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, Asal, Adam, Shayosha, that's by Bemayim, Betishabav, Kiderech, Shayosar, Lehoisha, that's by Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to stick your finger into water on Tishabav, just like you're not allowed to stick your finger into water on Yom Kippur. Sounds like a big Kumra, but the truth is, it's supported. Because Ain Bain, you see, there's no difference besides for that Safik. But as it relates to dipping your finger in, if you can't do it on Yom Kippur, then you can't do it on Tisha B'Av. The Meitzaveh is that true? Imi Tishabav, the Tainus Sibur, Elish Nezeh, Asa Basiyas Melacha, Nezeh, Mutter Basiyas Melacha, B'Makayim Shenagu. So the Brisa says there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and the Tainus Sibur, not Yom Kippur. No difference between Tisha B'Av and the Tainus Sibur. Rather, Tainus Sibur is an Issa Melacha. And on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do malacha. Where? B'makam shenaga. Wherever the minig is to do malacha, you're allowed to do malacha. Halacha devrayim, nevezeh shoven. It sounds like as it relates to everything else, it's going to be equal. Okay, what's the problem? Hold the thought. V'ilu gabi tainas sibra tanya. As it relates to tainas sibra, we learn k'shamra asa berechitzel yamra kol gufa yal panav yaglav loy. As it relates to tainas sibra, you weren't allowed to take a full shower. But if you wanted to wash panav yadav raglav, your hand, your hands, your feet, that was something that you're allowed to do. Okay, so what do you see from there? That on a tiny seabor, you let it stick your finger into water. You let it be moishet etzboi b'mayim. If you're allowed to do it on a tiny seabor, then you're allowed to do it on Tisha B'Av as well. How do you know that? Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tainas sibur, ela shezeh asav asiyas malacha, v'zeh mutter asiyas malacha, v'makom shenagu. So you see clearly then, that it's mutter on Tisha B'Av to stick your water, to stick your finger into water. What's the problem? How does it show with what we just said? Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'yayim ha-kippurim, ela shezeh sveikai asav asiyas sveikai mutter, which means that if on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to put your finger into water, then you shouldn't be able to put it on Tisha B'Av either. So we have a stira. On the one hand, Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur, you can't put one of the Eivarim into water, so you wouldn't be able to do it on Tisha B'Av either. Then we have just the opposite. That Tisha B'Av is mamish like a Taina Sibur, with the exception of Malacha. And on Taina Sibur, you could be Reichetz, pun of Yadav Raglav. So you would think that on Tisha B'Av, you should be able to do this up. The same. So what's going on over here? Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa said, Tana Kule Kule Katani. He says, no, these two Tanaim that we're discussing, these Brises, the Ein Bains, they shouldn't be taken literally. It's not saying that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is this. And that the only difference between Tisha B'Av and a Taina Sibur, he was coming to say the coolest of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av has a kula over Yom Kippur. What's the kula over Yom Kippur? Safik. Whether Safik means Bein Hashmashes, or Safik means Kvir Diyarcha, but it means that there's a kula. But doesn't necessarily mean, and as it relates to the to comparing Tisha B'Av to a Taina Sibur, it was the same thing. We were saying that there's a kula that Tisha B'Av has over a Taina Sibur. What's the kula that it has over a Taina Sibur? On a Taina Sibur, there's an Issa Malacha. On Tisha B'Av, there's a Hedda Malacha. But it could be that Tisha B'Av has other differences versus Yom Kippur, maybe even. But for sure, Taina Sibur. But what kind of differences? Chumras. Namely, that on a Taina Sibur, you're allowed to be Reichetz Pan of Yadav Araglav, but on Tisha B'Av, you can't be Reichetz Pan of Yadav Araglav. In fact, even to be Moshe that's Boy B'Mayiv is something that you wouldn't be able to do. Regardless, we had a little bit of a digression where the Gemara discussed for an entire Amid the halachas of Tisha B'Av. Specifically, what was the halacha that the Gemara went through? Tisha B'Av is a Tainus that we know starts not Alois HaShachar, but rather the night before. What about Bein HaShmashes? It would seem that it was a major machlokes amirah. Shmuel was of the opinion that Bein HaShmashes, Tisha B'Av, Mutter, Rabbi Yochanan and Rava were of the opinion that Bein HaShmashes, Tisha B'Av, Aser. It seems that whatever the halacha was with regards to Tisha B'Av was the halacha with regards to Taina Sibur, maybe not, a whole bunch of Mishnayos as it relates to Ein Bein. Why are we talking about Tisha B'Av and Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis? Because the Mishnah mentioned the halacha of whether you can or cannot do melacha on Tisha B'Av. And the halacha is you can, stating that there were mekaymos where they took upon the minig. It's one of the makam shenagos of Perek makam shenagu fein. One of those halachas was there were places that had the minig not to do melacha on Tisha B'Av. Okay, what shaykh is? So just because we're talking about doing melacha on Tisha B'Av means we should be talking about doing or eating Bein HaShmashos the night before the Leil Tisha B'Av. The Teretz is because we had a stira in Rabbi Yochanan Shita as it relates to whether or not Tisha B'Av starts Ben Hashmashas or does not start Ben Hashmashas. And one of the four Mahalchim that the Gemara gave to maybe reconcile Rabbi Yochanan was that maybe Rabbi Yochanan met Malacha. Well, oh, Malacha, we don't need Rabbi Yochanan, Malacha. That's Unzer and Mishnah. So because of that one reference, we have a whole Amid that deals with the Halachas of Tisha B'Av exile. So just a few Ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. So in no particular order. The Gemara had mentioned, yeah, we'll start from the beginning. So we discussed the idea of, we make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh on Moitzai Shabbos. Why do we make a bracha on Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh on Moitzai Shabbos? How come every time you see a fire, you don't make the bracha? So Amar Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Ein Mevarchan Ala Ur, being that Ur, fire, was created on Mitzvah Shabbos, so it's for that reason we make a bracha Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh on Mitzvah Shabbos. And the Gemara, the whole shakla of Atari, it was literally the first half of the daf, when the Gemara discussed, was fire relocated on Matzah Shabbos? Wasn't it created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes? Maybe that meant the fire of Gehenim. I thought Gehenim was created before Bria Soilim. No, Gehenim was created before Bria Soilim, but the fire was created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes. What do you mean? I thought it was created on Monday, on Yom Sheni. I thought that's why it doesn't say Ki Tov on Yom Sheni. Because that was the day that the Ish of Gehenna was created, and the Ish of Gehenna is so intense that it's V'isham Loisich, but there's no way to extinguish it. The Gemara says, no. Gehenna was created before Bria Sa'olam. The fire of Gehenna was created on Monday. It was all of the Machshava to create fire, Erev Shabbos Mein Hashmashes. L'maisa, the regular fire that we use, not the fire of Gehenna, was created on Matzah Shabbos. But the bottom line is, at the end of the Sugya, fire was created, L'maisa Tachlis, the ones that we have today, on Moitzai Shabbos, and because it was created on Moitzai Shabbos, that's why we make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh on Moitzai Shabbos. The question is, however, just because fire was created on Moitzai Shabbos, why is that in and of itself a reason that you should make the bracha on Moitzai Shabbos? What's the connection between the idea that fire was created on Moitzai Shabbos, that it's for that reason we make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh on Moitzai Shabbos? So it's Yodua that the Rashba said that the reason is because being that fire was created on Mitzvah Shabbos, every single Mitzvah Shabbos, the creation of fire on some level, chazetz achibur, it's recreated. It's chayzev v'neir, it happens again. And being that fire is being created again on Mitzvah Shabbos, it's as if on some level, this is the first Mitzvah Shabbos ever, and this is the first time that fire came into creation, and it's for that reason we make the bracha on Mitzvah Shabbos. But the Rashi says a little bit deeper than that, and that is that being that fire was created on Mitzvah Shabbos, it's always going to be strongest on Mitzvah Shabbos, because fire is going to have the most intensity on the time that it was originally created. So B'tchilas B'riyasai, there was something very powerful about that thing that was created. And being that that Bria is somehow repeating itself on Mitzvah Shabbos, so this, on some level, something more intense about the fire on Mitzvah Shabbos. And if that's the case, it makes sense that that would be the appropriate time for us to make the bracha of Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. And the Rashba said that the truth is that this idea, no, it's not mefurish anywhere, but really, there's remazin to this in different places on Chazal. We know the halacha, the first Mishnah in Masechtas Ksuba says, Psula Nises, L'yoyim Aravi, V'almanu L'yoyim HaChemishi. So the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksuba, Nafhei Amir Aleph, that why is it that Psula Nises L'yoyim Aravi? Says the Gemara, Tani Bar Kapara, Psula Nises B'Ravi, V'Nevelis B'Chemishi. It's so that the Be'ila can be B'Leil, after the Chasana, which will be already on the fifth day. Why? Why do we want the first Bia to be on the fifth day? It should be on Thursday. Because Hoyel v'nemer by bracha l'dagim. Yidgul arayv b'keretz aretz. Yidgul arayv b'kerev aretz. So there's an idea that we want this zivuk to be zoicha to the bracha of dagim. Dagim were created b'yoyim hachamishi. So therefore we want the first bi'ila to be b'yoyim hachamishi. The Gemara continues, Amana, this is b'chamishi, and Amana gets married b'chamishi. Why? V'nevel is b'shishi. Like this, the bi'ila will be on shishi. Hoyel v'nemer by bracha. Because the Amana, she wants not the bracha of Dagim, the bracha of Adam, and Hoyo v'nemer by bracha la'ad ba'adam. That's why the question is, says the Rashba, what's the connection? Because fish were created b'yoyim hachamishi, so that's why we want the Bila Rishoyim to be b'yoyim hachamishi. What, this is a symbolism? It's a ritual? What's the connection? The Teretz is that if fish were created by Yom HaChamishi, so every Yom HaChamishi is mesugel for Puravu. It's mesugel for this idea, shenifra v'nir bekedogim. And being that this is a zivug, and we want it to be oyle yofa, and that it should be gebenched, and they should build a bayis nema b'Yisrael. So besul and this is brevi, said bar kapara, v'nevelas b'chamishi, hoyo v'nemer b'brachala, because every single Thursday has the brachala dogim. Because every single Thursday on some level is a chazara of that first Yom HaChamishi, that first Thursday of Brias Olam. The Rashba said, it was Mitzayin another Gemara. The Gemara says that once upon a time, when the Karbonis were brought, so the Kayanim had their job in bringing Karbonis every day, the Levim had their job, but there were also Yisraelim that played a role. They were known as the Anshei Maimid. And the Anshei Maimid were a group of Yidin that, you know, they got their shtellers. You have today, you have tomorrow, you have this week, you have that week, just like the Kahanim and the Levinian had. And there was a special program that the Anshei Maimid used to do. So the Gemara Masechtes Tainus Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis is discussing what the Anshei Maimid did. Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmor Hoyu Mespalun Al Korban Acheim Sheiskablu Beratzen. The Anshei Maimid Meskansin LeBeis HaKnesses. The Anshei Maimid would enter the Beis HaKnesses for Yoishvin Dailu Tainus, and they would fast four Tainus. B'Sheni B'Shabbes. B'shlishi, b'revi, b'chamishi. Oh, what was the fast for? Listen to the Gemara. B'sheni, on the second day, they fasted al yardei hayam. They used to fast for the yardei hayam. B'shlishi, on the third day, al hochei midbar, is for the people that were in the midbar. B'revi, al askura. Mises askura, shleitipal al tinoik, shouldn't infect children. B'chamishi, on the fifth day, it was al ubarais umeinikois, ubarais shalai apilu, the ubarais, the pregnant women shouldn't miscarry, meinikois, she'eniku es b'nei. Erev Shabbos lohoi, mesamnei, kovet Shabbos, kavuchem Shabbos atzma. Either way, so the Anshei Maimid, they used to fast for particular things. Monday was for one thing, Tuesday something else, Wednesday a third thing, and then Thursday something else. What was the cheshbon of these things? Says Rashi, b'sheni al yardei ayam, you know why? Because that's when the water was created. Hashem created the seas. He covered a mayim that happened on the second day. So they used to fast. B'yoyim Hasheni on the Yardei Ayam. B'shlishi on Tuesday, it was L'hochem Yibaris. Because that's when Hashem created the Yabasha. B'revi was Askara. Because Chazal say Askara came from the Me'orais. It came from all the luminaries. And B'chamishi, al the Ubaris and the Me'nikais. Because that's Shenifra V'nir B'gedogim. So that's going to be on Thursday. Just like the Besulas, Nivelas B'chamishi. But says the Rashba, the Anshei Maimid used to fast on days for things that correlated to the Sheshes Yemeya Maisa, to what Hashem created on those particular days. And at first glance, it doesn't make sense. What does one have to do with the other? Says the Rashba Dover Nifla. He says, you know why? Because if those things were created then, B'shas Priya Soilam on those days, every single Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, these things are chazering themselves over. And that's why this is a day that's Mesugel to Daven for Yardei Ayam. This is a day that's Mesugel to Daven for people that are in the Yabasha. This is a day that's Mesugel to Daven for a woman that's pregnant, etc., etc. Another Gemara that the Rashba said is a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samachei Amud Beis, which was once one of our favorite Gemara. Still is. We just haven't spoken about it in a while. The Gemara says, Rab Chanina Rabbi Shaya, Havi Yosvi Kol Maile Shabbos Vaaski B'Seif Yitzira. Rab Chanina Rabbi Shaya, every Erev Shabbos, they used to engage in Seif Yitzira. Umivrlo Igla Tilsa, and they would prepare food for Shabbos. They would make an Igla Tilsa, this very choshev animal, Vaachli Le, and that's what they used to eat. Says the Rashba, it sounds like they did this when Erev Shabbos. So Pasha, why they do this Erev Shabbos? Oh, because Erev Shabbos is when you prepare for Shabbos. But says Rashba, I don't think that's the Pshat. You know why they did it Erev Shabbos? Because Erev Shabbos, they were able to do it. But every other day of the week, they didn't have the ability to do it. Because Erev Shabbos is the day that Hashem created the animals. Animals and humans were created on Erev Shabbos, right? We were created on the same day. But animals were created on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And being that animals were created originally on Erev Shabbos, so an Erev Shabbos is a koyach to create. Every Erev Shabbos is that koyach to create again. And being that every Erev Shabbos, you have that koyach to create again, so says the Rashba, that's why they were dafka able to make it on Erev Shabbos. We once spoke out, not for today, but we once spoke out from the Pardes Yosef. The Pardes Yosef and Parshas Mishpatim says that maybe this is a teretz to the Chidos Kasha. So you do with the Chacham Tzvi, clears a shayla, whether if someone creates a golem using the Sefer Yetzirah, does the golem count for a minion, or does he not count for a minion? Rabbi Yehuda Asad brought a whole raya from what if somebody's sleeping, does he count for a minion? He says he counts for a minion. Right, if you die, you get a minion, one guy's shluff. So could he count as a minion? I mean, could you count a minion? Could you say a kaddish? Right? So it happens. So he says, what? You have to wake him up like that awkward, shuckle, or you let him puff. So he said, I have a raya. Because Chacham Tzvi had it said that a goylem counts. He said, a goylem zicha shluff. If the goylem counts, then for sure a person that's sleeping. But this is raid we've spoken about over the years. But the point is, some maksham oilums, everyone in the Velt asks a kasha, but Eliezer once needed a tzainta for a minion. So what did he do? He was Meshachar as Eved. Fait, the Gemara was Meshachar as Eved. He's not allowed to be Meshachar and Eved Kanani. So the Gemara has a whole shock. It's a Fait, the Chinda. He said, he heard a kasha from a Godol Adar. He says, I don't understand. Why do you have to be Meshachar as Eved? Why didn't you just create a Goylem? Should have created a Goylem. Let him count for a minute. He says, oh, it's a Raya. Like the Chacham Tzvi said, that a Goylem doesn't count for a minute. Says the Paradis Yosef, if he said to me, Yosef, who said it was a Friday? If it was a Friday, you can create. That's the Rashba in the Tshuva. The Rashba says, the Iglat Tulsi, you're able to create an Erev Shabbos. But if it's not a Friday, who said you'd be able to? Oh, if it wasn't an Erev Shabbos, so it's Gevaldik, it's me, Yosef, this Kasha that the Chidah brings on the Chacham Tzvi. But I'll tell you a Davar Chadash, and that is, the Netziv, in his Pirish Al HaTorah, in his Hemek Davar. So this is very much Me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisa inyan. Vayom Hashem al Moshe v'laharim be'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor. Hachoydesh nazeh lochem roish chadashim. Rishayin hu lochot she'ashana. Hachoydesh hazeh. Chaydesh Nisan is roish chadashim. So what's Pashup Shah? What does it mean roish chadashim? It's the first month, right? The first month of the year is Chaydesh Nisan. Says the Netziv, I'll tell you a different Shah. You find very often in Tanakh that the word roish means not the first, but the most chashuv. Roish is the mufchar. It's the most chashuv. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chadashim, Hashem told Moshe and Aharon. What does it mean? It's the Mufchar of all the Chadashim. Says, what's the Pshat? So he brings the Rashba. That the Rashba says that the reason we make the bracha Boir Mori Esha Maitzoy Shabbos is because, being that that's when fire was created originally, so it comes out that this is a time that fire is going to be strongest. It's Nischazik every Mitzvah Shabbos. And being that that koyach of Bria is infused again into fire every Mitzvah Shabbos, so therefore every single Mitzvah Shabbos fire is going to be its strongest. And if it's going to be its strongest, so that would be the appropriate time for us to go ahead and to make a bracha. When did Klal Yisrael become a nation? Said the Netziv, Klal Yisrael became a nation Chodesh Nisan. That's not when we were created physically, but that's when we were created spiritually. So the world physically was created. Hayom Yom Rishon l'Shabbos, Sheni b'Shabbos, Shlishi l'Shabbos, Rivi b'Shabbos. These were all the creations that happened during those 6 days. And every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday, it repeats itself. But what about the spiritual component? What about Klal Yisrael? What about the nation? When did that Ummah, when did that nation come into existence? That happened on Chodesh Nisan. When Hashem took us as a nation, He took us to Adam and He says, that's the case. Every single Chodesh Nisan, this is something that repeats itself. It chazits itself over again and again and again. So Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chadashim. You know why? You know why? It's the Mufcha Sheva Chadashim, because it's a man that's Mesugal for a Muna. It's a man that's Mesugal for a person to become more a part of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Netziv said. He said, just like Matzoi Shabbos, the fire is stronger, so too, on Chodesh Nisan, the emunah and the kayach for a person to believe and understand and to feel close, that's something that's Nischazik Yosef Yosef. And that's why Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodashim. It's the first month of the year, but it's Rosh Chodashim. It's the most chashuv. It's also the Mufcha Shebe Chodashim. I once thought that this talk in the Svarim about birthday, right? Hashtag happy birthday. The Chassam Sofer, the Ben Yoyim, Yada, Minik Chabad, right? There's a lot of sources in Svarim about a birthday. So I once saw maybe the connection is, why would a person have a special mazel, a special connection? Right? You can ask Hashem anything you want on your birthday. What would be the logic behind it? Maybe, because the Gemara says, Gimel Maftechas Le'Nimsur B'Yad Shliach. There's three keys that Hashem never gave over to a Shliach. There's three keys that Hashem handles all by himself. One of them is the Maftech Shel Rechem. When a child is brought into this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally goes to the child. There's such a connection between Hashem and this child. It's not shy. It could be every single year on the person's birthday, that kurva, that connection that he had between himself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be that is chayz minute. It's something that's nischazik b'yoyser. If it's nischazik b'yoyser, maybe that affects his ability to communicate with Hashem. His connection, his closeness that he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's stronger and stronger. Maybe that's a makar to an anniversary. On an anniversary, when a husband and wife, they come together. Maybe every year, on that day, it's chazit zechibah, v'hoyu lebasarecha. It's nischazik b'yoseh. But there's this idea in the Svarim. It comes from a Rashba who based it on Gemaras that's very much related to today's and yesterday's daf. And that is this concept that when an anniversary of an event happens in Yahadus, it's not just a commemoration of something that once happened, but rather it's on some level, it's repeating itself. And the koyach that was put into it originally gets put into it again. As a result, it's nischazik b'yoyse. You make the Boyer Mariyeshem Yitzoy Shabbos because, believe it or not, fire on some spiritual level is stronger in Yitzoy Shabbos than it is on another day. And says the Raj, but that's the reason it's appropriate to make the bracha dafka Yitzoy Shabbos, and that's the first hour. The second hour is, so we went through a list of things that were created Erev Shabbos Kodesh Bein Hashmashas. The Gemara brought one list on the top of the Yomid, Nundalim and Aleph, and then in the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara brought another list, and the Vyesh Oimrims, and some of the add-ons, said the Brayson of Vyesh Oimrim Afa Mazikin. The Mazikin were also created Erev Shabbos Kodesh Bein Hashmashas. So when were the Mazikin created? It was Erev Shabbos. The Archaim HaKodesh, in Parshas Bereshis. This is on the Pasuk, Vayichulu Hashemayim Varetz V'chol Tzavon, Vayichalu Lekim Bayoyim Hashvim Alachta Yasher Asa, Vayishpois Bayoyim Hashvim Mekom Alachta Yasher Asa. So Rechaim has kashas on the Pasuk. He says to Rutzim, but I just want to take one excerpt out. He quotes a Chazal. Chazal say, that where did the Mazikin come from? So our Gemara said, it was Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas. But this Chazal is a Bereshis Rabbah, Zayin Hei, and it tells the rest of the story. Briyos Nivru Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Hashem was creating Briyos, Erev Shabbos, as it was getting dark. So Hashem is working. It's Erev Shabbos. And as Hashem is in the middle of creating these creatures, all of a sudden, the sun set. It was Shabbos. Hashem couldn't finish the job. And what happened with these incomplete creatures? Vehein hein hamazikin. Says the Medrash, they are the mazikin. Fascinating Chazal. You want to know where mazikin came from? Hashem created mazikin. They really wasn't planning on creating the Mazikin. Or at least, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like Hashem was in the midst of creating something, but the job was never completed. And because the job was never completed, so what did Hashem end up with? This disfigured, incomplete creation. It's what we know today as the Mazikin. It says the Rechayim, it's impossible to understand this Chazal at face value. What, Hashem didn't manage the clock properly? There was a time management issue. I thought I was going to have enough time. I didn't have enough time. As a result, oops, this wasn't really the way it was supposed to be. Okay, Mamela, what are we going to do? We're going to have Mazikin in the world. Says the Arachayim, it can't be. Ochina kavonahi. Ki rotza Hashem lohidia oitzim mailas yoyim amachubot. Hashem wanted us to understand how important Shabbos is. Ki aloiteida, says the Arachayim. You know what Hashem was trying to show us? It's so important to rest on Shabbos that you can't do malach on Shabbos. Not only can't you do malach on Shabbos, you can't start something from scratch. Now can't you start something from scratch? If you're in the middle of doing something, you have to stop. And not only do you have to stop if you're in the middle of doing something, but even if the hefsid that's going to come from stopping is going to be so terrible, it's going to be so destructive, it doesn't matter. You still stop. And that's what Hashem was trying to show. Hashem was trying to make a point that I'm willing to have mazikin in the world. Abi, we understand. That's what the Rechaim HaKadosh said. That's what symbolized in the fact that the Mazikin created Erev Shabbos Mein Hashmashas, and it was done in a way where Hashem said, oh, I was really going to finish it, but I ran out of time, and as a result, we have Mazikin. He said, this is the greatest lesson for us to understand Mailas Yoyim HaMechubot, to understand what the Yoyim HaMechubot is, what a day Shabbos is, that it's Kedai, it's worth foregoing. It's something that a person can forego. As I stay in the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Ramam Ippano, in his Maimor Chikar Adin, along the lines of Pnimiyas HaTorah, this is in Chelek Shlishi, it's in Perek Yud Gimel. So the Ramam Ippano talks about this idea of the Asarot Varim that were Nivru Bein Hashmashes on Erev Shabbos. He talks about it in Maimor Chikar Adin, Chelek Shlishi, Perek Gimel, Ayin Sham, it's above my pay grade, and he talks about it also in Perek Yud Gimel. But there was one line I think I understood. At the very end, he says as follows. He says that one of the things that were created Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes was the Mazikin. So when was it created? Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas. V'hainu dekama Novi. This is what the Novi Yeshaya meant when he said, Berega Koton Azavtich. The Novi Yeshaya said that Hashem says, Berega Koton Azavtich. V'im Kedushas Hayoim, Sheyesh Basuka Sholoim, Berachamim Gedoyle Makabtzich. Berega Koton Azavtich, but Berachamim Gedoyle Makabtzich. You know what David Shnu wanted to show? There's Mazikin in the world. There's Soros in the world. There's Mashchisim in the world. This very, very bad things that sometime come onto this world. But all the tsaris, everything is a rega katan azavtich. David wants us to remember, it's true, I'm not here. That's what it looks like. But there's an azavtich But Berega Katan, you know when the Mazikim were created? It was Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Bein Hashmoshes. Bein Hashmoshes, I think the Ramah Mipan was going according to the Mandama that says it's Keherifayin. Rav Yossi, Zen Nichnes Vezeh Yotze. The ganze Mais is a Herifayin. It's Berega Katan Azavti. But what happens right after the Rega Katan? It's Shabbos. It's the Sukkah Sholoi. It's Berachamim Gedoyle Makabzech. He's referencing a Zohar. And the Magia here on the bottom of the Ramami Panu quotes the whole Zohar. Kadesh Kadesh Yoyme B'mal Yishapso. When Shabbos becomes Kadesh, Sukkah Sholim Shariyo. There's a Sukkah, Froy Soleinu Sukkah Sholim Mechel, we say Friday night. There's a Sukkah Sholim, there's a protector of peace that comes down into the world. This Parisas Ba'omo. And it spreads itself out throughout the world. Man Sukkah Sholim, Do Shabbos. The Sukkah Sholim is Shabbos. V'chol Ruchin, V'ilulin, V'shei the chol sitra the mesava kulan tamirun the olim beina the rechayah the nukva the tohaim rab all the ruchim all the shadim all the tzaris everything is gone. There's a sukkah showing that spread out in the world. It's true. There's mazikin in the world. True. It's true. There's mazikin in the world. Regak, but the whole concept of tzaris is one big regak relative to all the zmanim of geula and all the good that we're going to have. We're going to look back in hindsight, we're going to realize that in the big scheme of things, it was a regak katan. It was just one moment. That's all it was. Beregak katan azavtich, erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. But at the same time, berachamim gedoyim makabzich. It goes right into Shabbos. It goes right into the time of ufroy seleinu sukkah shleimecha. It goes right into the time when you say shalom aleichem malachi asharis malachi elyon. When you realize that you have this connection with the Shabbos hamelech, the Rambam's gerisa, or the Shabbos malkisa, the other rishonim's gerisa. But the point is, you go right into the melech. Because although it's true, there's a concept of erev Shabbos bein hashmoshes. But immediately afterwards, you have Shabbos. That's the berega kotein azavtich. The mazikin is keherifayin. But it goes right into Vayishpais B'yei Mashvim and Komalachte Asherasa to the Berachim and Gedoyle Makabzich.